This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Billy Hurley III won the 2016 Quicken Loans National, but it's fair to say 2018 has been a bit of a challenge. He's coming off a pretty good finish at last week's Travelers. It is a pleasure to welcome Billy Hurley III to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Billy.
Hey, John. It's good to be with you here.
Well, thank you for doing this. I really do appreciate it. I mentioned this year has been a bit of a challenge. How do you sum up this year?
Oh, challenge is a good word. Just off. It's been close to having some good stuff happen, and certainly, obviously, I've missed a lot of cuts, and that's, Every season kind of has a sinusoidal curve to it and kind of a sinusoidal wave, and we've sort of been at the bottom of the wave for a while, but hopefully I do think we're coming back up and hopefully, you know, put some good golf on display this summer.
I could be wrong, Billy. That may be the first use of sinusoidal on the show this week. here's something I've learned talking to professional golfers, and you just said it. When a professional golfer says he's close, he's close. And can you explain to the listener just how fine that line is between, 68 and 71?
Well, it's really fine is the answer. I mean, I think that, you know, so often in golf, we think that the only people who are close are the ones who finished in the top 10 last week. And, you know, it's just really not the case. You know, there's all sorts of storylines inside of a tournament, aside from just the winner and the top 10 and that kind of thing. And not much of that gets attention. And I am not saying that it should, but it's just there's a lot more going on than just the guy winning the golf tournament. And so, yeah, being close, is just, you know, you happen to see a putt go in the hole on the sixth hole on Friday, and that just Now you start putting great and whatever, you know, or, you know, you get kind of just to one bounce, you know, you hit a bad tee shot and it bounces out of the woods into the fairway instead of, you know, under a tree, or, you get one that bounces off the side of the green and goes to 6 feet, you know, I mean, it, you know, so you just kind of, it's, you just never know when that little switch is going to flip. And that's why we show up every week.
The win gave you that 2-year-plus exemption. How many times, Billy, did you hear from somebody, okay, now you've got that exemption, go make the most of it? And as positive as having that exemption is, all of a sudden there's a whole different kind of pressure that gets applied. Do you feel pressure to capitalize with that exemption?
Well, I mean, really, if you think about it, you know, the 2-year exemption is kind of a 1 year for free, right? I mean, like, it doesn't matter what I did in 2017, I was going to get to play again in 2018, but then it's all over. You know, 2018, you know, you've got to go, you know, earn your card again. So I think that there was a different type of pressure early in 2017 where I was, you know, in a place where I could climb, you know, maybe even into the top 50 in the world, didn't play well enough to do that, obviously. But then, now it's a different pressure in 2018 of back to, you know, trying to keep your card and trying to retain status to continue playing out here.
How hard is it to just play the game and get all those ancillary thoughts about qualifying for your card? And how hard is it to just go? It's hard enough to play the game. How hard is it to just play the game?
I think it's it comes and goes in waves. For whatever reason, I've been pretty at peace about how this year's gone, even though it hasn't been good. I haven't really stressed out about keeping my card or not keeping my card, or what the future holds. And I mean, well, obviously, you know, we want to play great golf and we want to be out here for a number of more years. It's, you know, the only thing for sure in my golf career is that it will end at some point. And I don't know when that is, and I'm not ready for that to be, you know, anytime soon, but that is a reality that that will happen. And so I've been fairly at peace is kind of wherever that's going to go in the future.
We're talking with Billy Hurley III here on the Augusta Golf Show. Okay, well, on that point, Billy, how at peace, how do you see the future? How do you see the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, I mean, you know, hopefully we play some great golf here in the summer and you know, get back in the mix and keep our card and play out here for another couple years. I mean, I kind of have I've kind of thrown this 10-year number out in my head a little bit. You know, this is my sixth year on tour now. So if I played four more years, I think I'd be pretty satisfied with that as a career. But, you know, talk to me at year 9.5 and see if that's enough or not, you know. Well, so it's, you know, no matter what happens at the end of 2018, I'm still going to be a professional golfer and I'm still going to be playing on the PGA Tour for, you know, some number of events in 2019. And so we'll, you know, just keep plodding away at it.
When you do win again, is there anything, would you approach anything differently?
That's a good question. You mean after winning?
Yes.
Kind of thing? So I don't know. I might approach, I think I would approach my time differently. I think that I maybe in 2017 spent a little less time doing the things that got me to where I was at the end of 2016. And so I think I would approach my time differently and how I allocate practice and that kind of thing. Sometimes I think, you know, in an effort to get better, we lose sight of what made us get to where we were.
You know, you mentioned time, and maybe I'm just hanging out with too many older professional golfers, but more and more I hear them talk about recovery. I hear them talk about getting some downtime to get re-energized again. Is that something you have to learn? Is that something you've learned to do?
I think it's probably something that I am in the process of learning, because I am 36 now, you know, and it is not just as simple to, you know, walk 18 holes, you know, 72 holes over the course of a week, you know, plus practice rounds and all that stuff. It does add up, you know. It definitely, you know, at the end of the day, our bodies were not designed to do any professional sport. We have contrived, you know, these sports for entertainment, and I certainly love professional athletics and love sports. It's been a part of my life since I was very, very young, but it takes a significant toll on your body. No, there's no doubt about it. Travel and, you know, all that stuff adds up, and so you definitely have to learn how to do the right things. And I think for the most part, I have figured out how to do the right things as far as practice and in the gym and that kind of thing, but I'm not kind of a sit around and do nothing guy, and I've got to get a little bit better at doing some of that just to give my body a break.
There are some advantages to doing. I mean, there that's necessary, recuperation and recovery. Speaking of doing good things, I want to talk about the event you've got coming up end of July, Billy Hurley III and the Brave, the golf tournament you hold. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's the second year of the tournament, John, and we had a wildly successful first year in 2017. And so, you know, we've got it coming back for 2018 and hopefully many, many years to come. It's now the primary fundraiser for the Billy Hurley III Foundation. We created that at the end of last year, and so that's kind of where we raise funds for that. And the mission of the BH3 Foundation is to enhance and honor the lives of our military families. So, you know, serving those that serve alongside our service members. And so, you know, the tournament is a lot of fun. It's July 30th this year, bh3.golf, if you want any more information on the tournament. And what we do differently than your normal pro-am is we don't have pros. I'm the only pro there. But what we have are 18 active duty service members, one service member in each group, and we raffle those 18 spots off to military golf courses across the country. And then we have an all-expenses-paid trip for 18 active-duty service members to come to Annapolis and play the Naval Academy course and be a part of our tournament.
I love that. I love that. And how much fun is it to go back to Annapolis and do that?
It's a lot of fun. You know, we're really excited that we get to do it at the Naval Academy course. You know, obviously that's where I cut my teeth and really, you know, honed what is my game now, both at the collegiate level and then at the young professional level. I mean, we live in Annapolis, Maryland, and so when I was on mini tours and kind of, you know, what is web.com now, you know, I was practicing and playing at the Naval Academy course still, you know, back in that time before getting to the PGA Tour, and I still practice there some today. But it's just really fun to showcase that course. It's a William Flynn design, so I mean, you're talking Marion, Shinnecock, you know, these great golf courses that were designed by William Flynn, and it's actually the last one that he ever designed. And so we get to you know, have a lot of fun there and honor our military and raise funds to then support military families.
Well, you're doing good things there. Billy Hurley the III. Billy, play well. Win again. Let's get back on the program. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sean.